right now. Brad taking the day off today. So joining me in the co-host role here for the next few minutes. And she will explain it all. How that guy missed three field goals and why we had all those penalties. Jen Mueller from the Hawks announce team is with us this morning. Noted author, too. We're going to talk about Jen's new book in just a second. So, Jen, you talked to Blair Walsh after the game. He missed the three field goals. What? What happened?
You know, I think that, first of all, I will say this. Blair was a stand-up guy after the game, and he stood there and very pleasantly took questions. I mean, he was a real pro's pro in that moment. I know that that doesn't help the situation, knowing that he missed three field goals, but man, was he good after the game and taking responsibility. I'm not so sure that that first one wasn't a little bit affected by the exchange from the long snapper and kind of how that went, but Blair after the game said he did not account enough for the win. You saw the ball hook left on all three of those misses, and he said, you know, he made the adjustments between kicks, but he did not account for it enough when he was actually executing that kick. And I will say, again, no excuse, and he didn't point the finger on this. It was nasty in the first half. It's snowing sideways. It's sleeting. It's windy. I know it was not ideal conditions for him, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what this does for his psyche going forward.
So there's no thought in your mind that they're going to dump him and get somebody else?
I think that that's a tough thing to do, and I think certainly on a short week, that's not going to be an option for the Seahawks because you've only got a couple of days to get ready for the game. The team is going to travel on Wednesday. Although I will point out, and Seahawks fans know this, Arizona has not been the easiest place for us to play, and we've had some really fluky misses there, too, on attempts and kicks and plays at the goal line, so who knows what's going to happen this week.
Yeah, and then Pete, after the game, he said, hey, look, there were a ton of penalties. There were, you know, it wasn't just the kicker. And that,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the yardage they gave up there was, and it, you know, I could see, like, the new guy, Dwayne Allen, maybe, or what's his name? The tackle?
Dwayne Brown.
I could see he had one, but he's, you know, he's new there, so I can see that. But the other, all these other guys racking up the penalties, that was, I don't know, it was well over 100 yards. That's gonna kill you.
Yeah, it was indeed. And there was a point in time where the Seahawks had more penalty yards than the Redskins had offense. You know, I mean, that's how much they impacted the game. Here's the thing. I think that a lot of those penalties, some of them are try-hard penalties, right? I think Luke Wilson had an offensive pass interference because he was blocking downfield because he didn't realize that Russell still had the ball and was going to throw it. I can live with that kind of penalty. That, to me, is a try-hard penalty, right? And that's going to happen on occasion. The ones that are getting really hard to deal with are the ones on the offensive line and ones that it's a matter of holding your ground, being a little bit more disciplined. And Pete said after the game that he needs to do a better job of it. Interesting, because usually those guys will say, yep, we know that penalties are a problem. You don't need to tell us.
Yeah.
But Luke Wilson and Bobby Wagner in our post-game interviews yesterday said, no, this needs to be addressed. That this, you can't not talk about it this week because this has become a huge problem.
Yeah, Pete seemed really mad after or disappointed or, you know, like there's some losses after the game where he'll, hey, man, the other team just played an incredible. But he was like mad. He was mad, disappointed at his team. You heard it in his tone with all the mistakes that they made.
Well, and keep in mind, too, Pete is a guy who will accept, again, if it's a penalty that comes on just being a little bit too aggressive, right? It's a try-hard one. Pete's teams are regularly among the most penalized in the NFL since he's taken over. He can live with that. He can live with some of the pluses and minuses of having that aggressive mindset. He can't deal with the silly mistakes that end up costing you a lot of yards. And I also wonder, if you look back, you know, last week against Houston, the Seahawks had 10 penalties, so that wasn't ideal. But you come away with a fantastic win, and it's hard not to think that these guys are just a little bit human and that they're so high coming off that game against Houston that maybe you don't quite pay attention to all the details the way you should against an opponent who had an injury report that listed 21 players this week for the Redskins.
Right. Jen Mueller from the Hawks announce team with us. All right, let's get to Eddie Lacy's groin. They before the game.
Words I did not expect to hear this morning when I woke up.
Well, sure. Before the game, Pete said, "We're going to run it. We're going to. It's Eddie Lacy. We're going to be running this football to Eddie." And they started out that way, and the first few runs didn't seem to go anywhere. But then the last couple, it seemed like, okay, well, maybe he's got something going, and then. Than something with the groin. Like you said, this is a short week. There's probably no way that he's playing Thursday, right?
Right after the game, it was a little hard. He's going to be doing his weekly interview here in just a little bit, so we might have a little bit more. Yeah, I would think soft tissue injuries, and this is just my guess and kind of knowing, again, the team travels on Wednesday for the Thursday game, so you've only got a couple of days in the office this week, basically. Soft tissue injuries are really tough. And when you have a guy who needs to use that, right, you're getting a lot of that side to side and push. That could be a challenge for Eddie to get back on the field this week. But the Seahawks did run the ball. They did rack up more rushing yards. I'm not sure that they intended that Russell would have most of the rushing yards. Yeah. But looks like Thomas Rawls might be getting some more opportunities this week.
All right, Jim Mueller, let's get to the book. This is another book now. The Influential Conversationalist, and you got Doug Baldwin to do the foreword on this. What's this about?
I did indeed. This is about conversation skills that develop leadership potential. We're so, when we're trying to do career development strategies and plannings, I think people are looking so much at that next big thing that proves that they can do the job. And the premise of the book is the conversations you have every day and the way that you approach them, that's how you indicate to people that you are ready for more responsibility. That's how you build relationships. That's how you get the next biggest thing in your career.
So we get this where? Where do we get the influential
conversation? You get this on Amazon, or you could go to Amazon, or I tell you what's even easier, go to the website, talk40tome.com. Download a free chapter.
Okay.
That includes career development advice from Kim Chancellor, Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, Richard Sherman, and Doug Baldwin.
TalkSportyToMe.com. Go that route.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, Jen, thank you so much for doing this. And
absolutely.
You're trading the 40-degree temps for probably 70s or 80s. Who knows?
Know.
Something like that.
I know. It's going to be like a 35-degree swing there on Thursday. I'll take it, though. It was chilly down there yesterday.
You won't have that Thursday night. Enjoy it, Jen. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Jen Mueller from the Hawks broadcast announce team. TalkSportyToMe.com is her website.